Good morning. It is Thursday the 24th of November and a warm welcome on this cold day to day 24 of NAPOD POMO. In today's episode, I'm going to be playing you a song which actually made it into my best of selection in 2015, episode 352 of the Bugcast. I'll put a link into the show notes to that. And it's by a chap by the name of Lewis Hurrell. Now, when I first played this track, which was actually on episode 310, which would have been 2014, he was going under the artist name Sopris, S-O-P-R-I-S. But since then, he has changed to using his real name, Lewis Hurrell. Now, listening to this track, you may be forgiven for thinking that this is actually a Fleetwood Mac or Lindsey Buckingham track, but I will leave you to make that decision. So check this out. This is Lewis Hurrell with Ordinary Life.
It's come back to me, your familiar face and see, and oh, we try, like all the others say, need someone who takes you.
So you may see what I meant by Lindsey Buckingham. And that is absolutely no bad thing. That was Lewis Hurrell with his track Ordinary Life. Now, like I say, we played that back on episode 310 of the Bugcast back in 2014. If you want to find out more information about Lewis Hurrell, I believe he is still active. He's got a presence on SoundCloud and also on Facebook at facebook.com/Lewis Hurrell Music. Links will be in the show notes, as always. So, yeah, for me, that wasn't one of my specific standouts from that particular year's worth of music. However, it definitely made it into my top... Oh, how many did I do that year? I think it was top 16 tracks that I highlighted as my favourites from the last year. Now, I think I'm going to be playing a few of these, a few from this particular episode, this particular best of, over the next few days, because there are some cracking tracks in there. And I'm looking here and I'm thinking, yeah, I could play that one and that one, and certainly those two. It is quite amazing. It really is how much fantastic music there is out there that, quite frankly, you don't know. I'm talking to you. You don't know. And that's one of the reasons why we do our music podcast, because we want to let people know about this music. We want to let people know how amazing some of this music is that isn't... I'm not going to say it's not good enough to make the mainstream. It's actually, in a lot of cases, significantly better than what you hear in the mainstream. But I feel, and I know that a number of music podcasters feel the same way about this, if these artists did make the mainstream, I don't think it would be as good. Because as part, the very nature of independent musicianship is that you have full creative control. You determine what you do, when you do it, and how you do it. But when you when you kind of encroach into the mincing machine that is the music industry, you lose that creativity because you're not really in control anymore. You don't decide what is best. And that's the reason why I spend all my time listening to this kind of music, because I don't listen to the charts. The charts are awful. There's a huge amount, quite frankly, of crap in the charts at the moment, with a few notable exceptions. But unfortunately, it is a few. If I went through the top 40 now, I don't imagine I would find more than a handful of songs that I actually like or appreciate. And that I think, is quite a sad indictment on the music industry in this day and age. But... you know, that's the way things are. So that's it. I hope you enjoy that track. Do drop me a note and let me know. Send me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org. So that was day 24. We've only got 6 days left. And so much more music that I could play you, but I don't have the space for. Right. Thank you, as always, to Jeff Foster for allowing us to play his music, as the theme tune. Find out more about him over at jefoster.com. And of course, you can follow the full progress of this month's Napod Pomo project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Really appreciate you joining me today. Hope to see you again tomorrow. Take care.